From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. While Florida is focusing on the prospect of the Zika virus getting a foothold in the state, the focus in the Keys is on the mosquitoes that carry the disease. The Keys could be the first place in the U.S. to test genetically modified mosquitoes. From our southernmost bureau at the studios of Key West, Nancy Klinginer looks into the intersection of public health and public opinion.
The days when scientists and government officials could just tell the public that technology is safe are over. Just ask the Florida Keys Mosquito Control Board. The board has gotten an earful from people who are against the proposed trial of genetically modified mosquitoes, like Ed Russo, chairman of the Florida Keys Environmental Coalition.
You shouldn't be blinded by your perception of science and ignore the human consequences of your actions.
The coalition opposes the mosquito trial.
People that live on Key Haven are not all epidemiologists and chemists and biologists. They're just people. And when they hear what's going on, they get concerned.
The Mosquito Board has now agreed to let the residents of Key Haven vote on whether they want the trial. That vote is non-binding, but three of the five Mosquito Board members have said they will abide by the results. Scientists like Jack Newman are used to combating mosquitoes and disease with science, not poll results. Newman grew up in Key West. He later developed a genetic modification of yeast to brew up an affordable treatment for malaria.
You know, mosquitoes are the deadliest animal on Earth. They kill more people than people kill people. Over 700,000 people die from mosquito bites every year.
Newman says the opposition to this trial could lead to using more pesticides. That's the current method for combating mosquitoes. And Newman says the opposition could also delay using the technology in places like Puerto Rico, which is already dealing with dengue fever and Zika.
The potential for this misunderstanding to cause real damage to the environment and to human health is real, both in the Keys, but especially outside of the Keys.
Joel Biddle knows about the damage that mosquito-borne diseases can cause. He lives right next to the Key West Cemetery, and he caught dengue when the cemetery was the epicenter of an outbreak 6 years ago.
It was excruciating. You get very sick, and your body hurts terribly.
Even having lived through that, Biddle is skeptical about the new plan to control mosquitoes. He thinks there are just too many unknowns.
I think it's a very, very promising technology, but it has to be really done right, because once the Pandora box is really open, there's no closing it.
Biddle worked for an environmental group for years. He says he's not skeptical about science, but wants to make sure the public is fully informed.
There's so many variables in nature, we're never, ever really going to be able to study it completely properly. But let's not rush to it.
We need to do something.
Newman, the scientist, points to trials in Brazil and the Cayman Islands and an FDA review as evidence that it's safe to move forward in the Keys.
The risk of not doing anything is orders of magnitude more than the risk of doing something like what's being proposed in the Keys.
The Mosquito Control Board has the final say. It's waiting for approval from the FDA and the results of the vote in Key Haven this summer. At the end of a 4.5-hour meeting recently, board member Jill Cranny Gage posed a question.
If Zika does come, if we do get another outbreak or there is an epidemic in the Keys, who is the public going to hold responsible? Who are they going to look at?
Three seats are up for election on the Mosquito Control Board this year. One of them is hers.
I'm going to listen to my constituents and what they want, but when we have no other source to fight mosquitoes and there's a disease in this town, we're going to take the wrath here.
The public has until Friday to comment to the FDA about the genetically modified mosquito trial. The ballot question is scheduled to be in front of Key Haven voters in August. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.